Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 7, Build on What You Did Right. One of my favorite self-image building stories is a story I heard from the student himself. And I love repeating it to parents, repeating it to teachers. There was a 15-year-old student studying in a yeshiva in Jerusalem. Good boy, intelligent boy, but he was a little dreamy. And he got a 50 on a Talmud test. Teacher calls him over, and the boy thought the teacher was going to tell me off and reprimand me and rebuke me and censure me. But the teacher said, the reason you only got a 50 was you answered only half the questions on the test. But what you did answer was beautiful. Look at question number 3. Amazing. Look at question number 14. You answered so clearly. See how good you did. Keep up the good work. Boy was a little surprised. Next week, he had another test. He got a 50 again. Teacher calls him over. The boy thinks to himself, oh, this time the teacher will really reprimand me. This time the teacher probably really wants to tell me off. Instead, the teacher said, the reason you only got a 50 is because you only answered half the questions. But let me show you how beautiful and wonderful you did. Look at what you did right. Look at question number 19. Amazing. It was a difficult question. And look how clear you were. And teacher pointed and showed him what he had written. Said, you wrote it so clearly. Keep up the good work. The boy felt good. He was surprised. And he said to himself, oh, I see. I really understand what we're being taught. I'm going to concentrate better this week. So he concentrated and focused during the entire class. And the rest of the time, he reviewed what they had studied. He reviewed it again and again. And he had an awareness. I see that what I know, and I explain clearly. And that week, he ended up with 100 on his test. And the week after, he'd got another 100. And the week after, he got another 100, and then another 100. And after that, he never got below the 90s. He's presently a scholar, a married scholar with a number of children. When he entered the Kollel for the Mir Yeshiva, the well-known Mir Yeshiva in Jerusalem, the first test that he had there, he got 100, perfect mark, did excellent. And thinking back, he says the number one turning point in his life was that encounter with that teacher. The fact that this teacher pointed out to him how well he was doing. Now let's look at the investment of time and energy of this teacher. It was 2 different times, 2 weeks, 2 minutes each time, that's all. And the student didn't realize it at the time, how what an impact it had. It was about a year later, he looks back, you know, I'm doing so much better than I used to. And he realized that it was that encounter with the teacher giving him positive feedback. And this is such an important lesson for parents, for teachers, for anybody who wants to have a positive impact on the life of another person. Give that positive feedback. Even if a person made mistakes, even if a person did imperfectly, point out what a person did right. Point out what a person did good. As you do that, you let a person know their inner strengths, their inner abilities that otherwise might have been dormant. Otherwise, they might have been unrecognized. So you can have a major impact for the rest of someone's life and then the life of his children and grandchildren. Keep looking for the positive. Look for what people do right and give them that feedback and feel joy that you're doing this.